Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I rarely get obsessed by news feeds or internet videos, but this week, the news feed on my iPhone proved to be irresistible. The video I'm talking about went viral a few days ago, so perhaps you've already seen it as well. It's produced by the BBC, but the video headline sounds like a tabloid. Hero teenager catches toddler falling out of window. And that is exactly what happens. The BBC shares a 12-second clip of a surveillance camera which captured footage in Istanbul, Turkey this week. And it shows the exact moments of a teenager saving a little girl's life. We see a 17-year-old pausing in the street with lots of other young men walking by, doing work, talking to each other. But he's looking up and he's intent on something that we can't see for a few seconds. And then he looks up higher and rocks back and forth on his heels for just a second. And then he suddenly reaches up his arms with a shocked look on his face. And something comes flying down from the left-hand side of the film. And at first, it just looks like a mess of blankets. And then two or three things hit the pavement very hard, but he's crouching down now, almost as if he's kneeling on the pavement from the impact of what he's caught. And from the way he's caught it, we know he's holding something heavy. And then we suddenly realize that it's a child in his arms, all flailing little arms and legs. Sometime on June 25th, this past Tuesday, when we were eating lunch or driving to work or playing golf, a 17-year-old Algerian immigrant named Fezzi Zabat looked up, saw 2-year-old Doha, a complete stranger, teetering at the edge of a second-floor window, and he had just enough time, seconds, to prepare himself to try to catch her. It turns out that Doha's mother was in the kitchen cooking, and she lost track of her daughter just long enough for that toddler to get to the window. And when you see the footage, it is obvious that the fall would have killed her. The second story is really high on that house, and they're only cobblestones and cement on the street in Istanbul. That video is mesmerizing. I played it 5 times the first time I saw it, and I'm almost embarrassed to tell you how many times I've played it since then. The actions of that teenage boy saving that child are so compelling, and that would have been enough. But the young man's face is also compelling. Watching the video, it is so obvious that he has no time to call for help from other people. He sees what's happening, it happens, and he just barely has time to try. And something in the way he raises his arms communicates that he himself is not sure if that's going to be enough. But he tries. Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself. And in our epistle this morning, St. Paul reminds us that the whole of the law is summed up in a single commandment, the whole of the law. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And in the same brief film clip of the BBC, this reporter holds a microphone up to the young man's mouth. When he's recovered a few minutes, he's still holding the little girl, but now she's dressed up in a very fancy dress, and she's very calm, and she's snuggled in his arm. And he's speaking in Arabic, and there's an English translator. And the translation comes over the screen. And he says, I did what was necessary for the love of God. I did what was necessary for the love of God. We can be so quick to judge teenagers in our culture. We decide that they are too immature or too self-centered or self-absorbed. We often reduce them to caricatures. But this young man was not only brave enough to do what needed to be done, he was brave enough to take a risk. He also understood that our love of God demands action on our part. And he was also brave enough to say that on camera. I just love the fact that when he said that, that little girl was snuggled in his arms in her party dress. And I love the fact that the BBC kept those English translation words in the film. And this past week, millions of people all over the world have seen that video. As I said before, it went viral. So Jesus' ancient, holy wisdom gets expressed with a modern twist. Love your neighbor as yourself. I did what was necessary because of the love of God. Our Algerian teenager, St. Paul, and Jesus all understand loving God requires us to love our neighbors. We cannot separate those two loves. There is no real love of one without the love of the other. Fezzi Zabat was in the right place at the right time, and he rose to the challenge, quite literally rose to the challenge. When he was called upon, he did something extraordinary. But now he's back to the regular life of an Algerian immigrant in Turkey. He's working odd jobs, and he's making his way in the world. So along with staring at that video this week, I've been looking around our church, and I have been marveling at the way so many of you reach out to share your love of God with the hoping, hurting world that we inhabit. In steady, quiet, faithful ways, you are working to love our neighbors and build the kingdom of God. This week, our knitting ministry met in the Harvey Room to keep knitting hats and scarves for homeless women and hats and blankets for homeless babies. And this year, our Green Committee has been working to help our church waste less single-use plastics and single-use papers. Our community is becoming greener because of their ministry. And our Family Promise Metro West volunteers are not only helping homeless families, but they're making sure those homeless families stay together in a sheltered place and share meals together as a family, while they're enduring something incredibly difficult in their lives. And there's more work and commitment to add to this bouquet of deeds. For the 20th year in a row, our community of Be Safe volunteers are busy cooking food and preparing menus and getting ready to go into St. Stephen's in the heart of Boston and work and feed and care for somewhere around 100 children and their teachers who are part of a summer camp experience in the inner city. And all year long, our church regularly hosts Alcoholics Anonymous meetings in our basement and on our third floor. Wellesley Food Pantry volunteers from our church. We donate canned goods and we help to serve and staff the pantry. Remember our Super Bowl where everyone brings in cans of soup and we lug like hundreds of cans of soup to the food pantry. And our teenagers get involved too. Our 12 and 13 year olds in our confirmation class this year, they're barely teenagers, but they took $250 and they sent it to two African boys, a younger one, Leo, who's living here while he has reconstructive surgery to his face because he suffered really severe burns in Africa, and another young man who was also a stranger to Leo 5 years ago, who's now his caretaker and living with him and helping him adjust to what's required of him in America. And there's even a little more that you are doing to bring the kingdom of God here. On the fourth Tuesday of each month, our Pearl Street Cupboard and Cafe volunteers make casseroles and salads and deliver and serve about somewhere between 40 and 80 meals that night to hungry people in Framingham. And bravely and creatively, this summer, 10 of us will go on a mission trip to El Hogar in Honduras. And those 10 will represent us, and they will live and work with orphans and children in financial poverty and help them build a better life for themselves. St. Andrew's is abuzz with actions that require no words, but speak powerfully about the kingdom of God. In our epistle this morning, St. Paul tells us to live by the Spirit, to live by the Spirit. And we are. You are. When you're serving God in any of our outreach ministries, you are making room for the kingdom of God to take root in Massachusetts. And that is not a hyperbole. That is a beautiful, simple fact. So I am thankful to each of you who lets your actions speak so loudly about the gospel and about your faith. Your determination to practice a life of action changes the world. Love and joy, peace and patience, kindness and generosity, faithfulness and gentleness and self-control increase because of your work for the kingdom. So, gracious God, lover of souls, gather us up, knit us up to be your hands and feet in the world. Inspire us to act in love and trust in you. Take our minds and think through them. Take our eyes and see through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Set them on fire for love's sake. Amen. Thank you.